covenant principles will bring your ideas to life. You believe that? Shout a living amen. Shout a living amen. Shout a living amen. I don't know, but maybe they have stopped it. But toothpick is important to Nigeria. They carry the wood from Ondo State to Germany. They make toothpicks from it, put it in plastic, and send it back to us. 10 times the price, 20 times, 100 times the price. How much does it cost to make toothpick? We even tell them we want imported toothpick because it's hygienic. Shout hallelujah. School them into exploits. That's the job God asked me to do, and I'm doing it right now. In the name of Jesus, this year marks the birth of a new corporate movement in the body of Christ. Here on our church platform, a new order of movement begins today. In the name of Jesus Christ. What should impact the world must not stop in the nations. So it's a new day. It's a new day. I said it's a new day. It's a new day. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. It's time for Africa to step into that next phase. We've started with private. Now let's go corporate. Amen. And from corporate, we go conglomerate. And then we take the world. That is the way to grow it. And we are growing it in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise to your feet, everyone. When Jesus came with all the anointing, the first thing he did was to get 12 men. Amen. He was anointed without measure. He was the word of God that became flesh. But he began his mission by networking. Did it work or not? Elijah suffered. You know Elijah? Elijah the Tishbite. He came alone. Elijah came alone. At a point he said, let me die, Lord. That's what it means when you are alone. He said, let me die, Lord. I alone am left. Let me die. God said, you won't die. Let me give you one man who will keep you alive. So he gave him Elijah. He would have committed suicide. You remember Samson? Anyone who can fight me, come. He was alone. When he crashed, they didn't carry his dead body. That's not normal in the military. Your captain fell and you all led. David cut his head and carried it to town. You won't be alone. Where you are going is bigger than your person alone. There is something about you that's about breaking forth. Sam Walton is dead today. The chairman of Walmart. Walmart is still blowing and blowing because it's not built on one man. It was a corporation. I'd like you to lose the mentality of family business. It brings you down. Family business, that means it's limited to the family. It's to benefit only the family. That's not you. He said, by you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Nations of the earth. That's too much for one man. That's too much for one man. There is Walmart now in China. There is Walmart in Japan. All over the world. He's a Christian man like you. But he didn't keep it to himself and his family. Everywhere we have been importing things from, we'll be exporting to them right now. Let me hear your loudest amen if you are there. Jesus needed to network. You know what God said? Come and let us make man. Anything outstanding needs us. Us. The man he made in that time, they have not needed adjustment. To now change the nose to this side and say they are reviewing the construction. Amen. Let us make man in our own image. Let us. The grace to embrace the us movement of now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are chairman. Nobody's contesting that. Take 30%. Because you don't have capacity for the remaining 70, let both human resources and material resources fill up the 70. Then you have stakeholders sitting down and pushing the thing forward until it catches the entire world. That's covenant sense. What do I call it? Some people are listening to me right now whose ideas are almost about to be buried. But thank God, life has come back to it. I said, life has come back to it. Life has come back to it. Life has come back to it. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands to heaven and begin to receive that grace. Grace to subscribe to the networking need of the hour. For the body of Christ to take our place, our rightful place in the business world. Begin to receive that grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me hear your loudest amen if you are there. Let me hear your loudest amen if you are there. I ran into this scripture in 1986, and I want you to read it with me right now, Zechariah chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Zechariah chapter 1. Now look at verse 18. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw and behold four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. Verse 21. Then said I, what come these to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to freedom, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lift up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. Four horns, which lift up their head to scatter Judah. So that no one did lift up the head. Whatever has been resisting your rise comes under a curse this morning. Yeah. Whatever has been resisting your breakthrough comes under a curse this hour. When you should be operating in the realm of billions and you are still in the realm of millions, that horn will be scattered this morning. What should be impacting the nation that is not even impacting the city? It comes to an end this morning. There are forces that stand the way of people in realizing their destinies. And that's why you have been anointed this morning. And it says, it shall come to pass on that day that that burden shall be lifted from your shoulder and the yoke taken from your neck. He said, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Therefore, whatever is choking your business, whatever is choking your career, as you are anointed this morning, it is destroyed in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning that you enter into the dawning of a new day in your business and career in the name of Jesus. By this anointing, no more setbacks for you. No more setbacks for you. As this oil touches your forehead, the battle is declared over. The battle is declared over. In the name of Jesus. Every mark of the wicked on your life and on your destiny, as this oil comes on your head, it is destroyed forever. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. After the Lord anointed Saul, he says, is it not because the Lord has anointed the captain of his people? As this oil comes on your head, it establishes your place as a captain. This hour, it is the captain's anointing you are receiving. Very soon you'll be listed among captains of industry. In the name of Jesus. Is it not because the Lord has anointed the captain? He said, it shall come to pass today as you depart from me, there shall be told you that the asses which you are looking for. So whatever you have been looking for, by this anointing, you will hear that they have been found. Whatever you may have lost, you will experience practical restoration. In the name of Jesus. He said, and you shall go forward from thence. Where are you going from now? Come on, where are you going from now? Where are you going from now? Where are you going from now? Say with me, forward ever. Backward never. Forward ever. Backward never. Forward ever. Backward never. Where are you going from now? He said, and then you shall meet four men going to worship God. and they shall greet you. From now, begin to enjoy business dignity. Begin to enjoy business dignity. He said, they shall greet you. He said, as you go, you will meet people. That means your steps will be divinely guided. They will greet you. He said, and they will give you. By this anointing, enter into a new realm of favor. What they don't give others, they will give you. We got to New York one time, and the air hostess of that airline said, excuse me, please come into this lounge. I said, no, I don't have a first class ticket. He said, please come in, come in. Can I have the passport? Not the passport. And change it to first class. I don't know the airline. They are white people. They just saw me and they just felt they should give me. From today, as you move from here, favor will be kissing you everywhere you turn. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Where they have said to you, we don't want to see your face, they will send for you and greet you. In your various shops, where you have not been seeing people coming, they'll be rushing in and coming in and coming in and coming in. He said, and you come into the midst of the garrison of prophets. And as he began to prophesy, he said, you prophesy with them and shall be turned to another man. And then they said, is Saul also among the prophets? Before this year is over, they wonder whether you are still the same person. Every grace that you have ever seen in this commission will become practically reflective in your life. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Lord, let it be as it has been proclaimed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Take those materials up that you have in your hand or under your seat, and I'll speak to it in 1 minute. Let them start taking the oil. Let someone direct us to go, please. Lift those materials up, please. The same way they are up today, they will only be looking at them in the sky from now. Whatever you have lifted up will never come down again. I decree the establishment of your supernatural flight in the year 2008. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. This is what to do as you sit down. You dip your finger on this, put on your forehead, and place also that same hand on the one in your hand. It's one hand you dip in the oil, and you pass it both to your head and then to touch the item you have brought. Get seated. While the choir ministers to the Lord, you can now go ahead.
I cannot fail because of Jesus. I cannot fail.
cannot fail. Because of Jesus, I cannot fail.
I will never fail. I can never fail. Because of Jesus, I cannot fail.
I cannot fail. I cannot fail.
I will never fail. I cannot fail. Because of Jesus, I cannot fail.
I cannot fail. I cannot fail. Because of Jesus, I cannot fail.
I will never fail. I can never fail. Because of Jesus, I cannot fail.
I cannot fail. I cannot fail.
I cannot fail. Because of Jesus, I cannot fail.
I cannot fail. I cannot fail. Because of Jesus, I cannot fail.
I will never fail. I cannot fail. Because of Jesus, I cannot fail.
I cannot fail.
I can never fail. I can see him moving in my favor. I can see him fighting my battle. I can see him giving me my miracle. He will do what he said he will do. I can see
him moving in my favor. I can see him fighting my battle. I can see him giving me my miracle.
And shout hallelujah. Please get seated. May I request that you remove your shoes off your feet and stamp the sole of your feet on this ground as we tap into the covenant of longevity. No one shall drop dead this year. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is your God. Abraham lived 175 years. Isaac 180. Jacob 140 and thereabout. As the Lord liveth, every arrow of death shot in your direction returns back to the sender. Please open with me to Isaiah 65 and verse 20 to 24. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man who has not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years. For the child shall die 100 years old. So when he dies at 100, he's a child. This is God speaking to your household. You shall see your children's children to the fourth generation. But the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed, because he will be under pains and struggles. Verse 21, and they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. If that is you, let me hear your loudest amen. By this prophetic word, in your family, no one dies again below 100. What you don't believe God cannot perform. He said, and blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. He said, a child shall die 100 years old. My wife came to told me this morning in my room. He said, Pastor Adela called her. Because by the time she called to say Happy New Year to him, he was away to Abeokuta for church planting at 108. Their church was planting a new church in Abeokuta, and he went there to preach the church planting at 108. How many like that kind? That is the kind you will have. That is the Bible kind, and that is the one you must have. And he knows how to call people on phone, not that they are carrying him. And he's preparing his notes to preach at 108. At what? So in case you don't understand that prophecy, at least with that one you can understand it. A child shall die 100. You see, people don't talk about this. That's why the devil is killing people anyhow. I wrote a book, Fulfilling Your Days. How many of you have read it before? I know some of you have it. You won't open it. You see, your destiny is only secured by revelation. You don't have revelation, you become a victim of destruction. Please do anything you can to enlarge your understanding of God's provisions for your life. A child shall die 100 years. I saw that scripture before I met him. And I was saying, why won't there be 100 people who are still walking around? I have some in my family, but they are not walking around. They are not walking around. Are there not 100 people, years people, who will still be walking around? Until I saw him. When you are 110, you will still be on your feet going about. Therefore, the blessings of God in your life, you will long enjoy it. I know when you are 80, you will still be sitting as chairman of a board. How many agree with that? Let me see your hands here. So don't look old. You are not. He said a child shall die 100 years. So, okay, what am I? Fetus. Yet to be born. A child shall die 100 years old. A child shall die 100 years old. In the name of Jesus, as you stand on this ground, I decree that this prophecy becomes established in your life and your household. Let us together, by the blood of the Lamb, and pray in the Spirit. Let us cause the operation of the spirit of death in our camp, that here in the winner's family in the year 2008, we curse you, spirit of death. You shall not have your way. Recorto Beredesia. Over your family, death has lost the battle. Over your children, death has lost the battle. Over your spouses, death has lost the battle. Over this house of God, death has lost the battle. In the name of Jesus, there shall no more thence be an infant of days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For a child shall die 100 years. That means your days are not fulfilled until you are 100. Lord, confirm this upon the life of everyone that believes. In the name of Jesus. Everyone appointed to death at this time, I command your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. Hear what the word says. Arise, shine, for your light is on. Come on, give them a big hand of praise. Arise, shine, for your light is come. Arise, shine, for your light is come. Arise and shine, for your light is come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every divine purpose is driven by this divine force. May I therefore admonish all businessmen and women, maintain a functional spiritual library. You are running his business. You need his knowledge to run it successfully. Every time you listen to a tape of an anointed man, You are not only informed, you are also imparted. He said, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and he set me up upon my feet. When you welcome aboard this colorful flight. It's your testimony here. It's not your trial year anymore. Go forth generating testimonies. Go forth making it happen. In the name of Jesus. And whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. That is for you this year. God is about to announce it to your world. By you shall the nations of the earth be blessed. Your seed shall possess the gates of your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this. I was told recently that God did not bless Jacob for who Jacob was. He blessed him because of his father Abraham. So let it be. As you depart from here, you arrive in your home safely. No more harassment on your way. All